بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن حكيم بن حزام رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى، وابدأ بمن تعول، وخير الصدقة ما كان عن ظهر غنى، ومن يستعفف عفه الله، ومن يستغني يغنه الله. متفق عليه. وهذا لفظ البخاري ولفظ مسلم أخسر. Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. In other words, the upper hand referring to the hand that is giving. So the giver is better than the one who is begging and receiving. وَخَيْرُ صَدَقَةِ مَا كَانَ عَنْ ظَهْرِ غِنًا. And the best of charity is by the charity that a person spends on others and still leaves sufficient with him. وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُودُ Rasulullah said, and commence with the spending on your family before others. So as we say, charity begins at home. First, we are expected or we are instructed by Rasulullah SAW to give charity بِمَنْ تَعُودُ with our subordinates, those who are in need in our family. And then he said, وَخَيْرُ الصَّدَقَةِ مَا كَانَ عَنْ ظَهْرِ غِنًا. A person spends, he gives in the path of Allah, he spends, he gives charity, but his charity that he gives should be such that he doesn't give every single penny of that he possesses. It should still leave behind for him sufficient to survive. And وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفِ عِفَهُ اللَّهِ, that person who wants to become self-sufficient, he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will help him not to beg. So when a person does not beg, he wants to be self-sufficient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him self-sufficient. And that person who wants to be independent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him independence. So from this hadith again, we can understand a few important points. It is better that a person gives sadaqah to others than receiving. And also this hadith explains to us that we should not give so much of charity that then we have no money and wealth left and now we begin to beg from others. Therefore Sharia chooses the model, the moderate path, the balance in our life, that this Sharia encourages us to give and spend on the needy, the weak, the poor, the orphans, the widows, etc. But at the same time, we should also not give so much that we become in need. And then those who are receiving, then it is permissible to beg. However, Sharia doesn't encourage a person to become a persistent beggar. A person requires sometimes, he's got nothing to seek assistance. There's no problem in that. But from this hadith, we understand that the person should be content and he should refrain from begging. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تلحفوا في المسألة فوالله لا يسألني أحد منكم شيئا فتخرج له مسألته من شيء وأن له كاره فيبارك له فيما أعطيته رواه مسلم. حضرت معاوية رضي الله عنه نريث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not be persistent in begging. لا تلحفوا في المسألة. Don't become a persistent beggar. And then Rasulullah says, Allah's qasam, a person who asks me for something and he persists in begging to such an extent that forcefully he removes something from me. In other words, I did not want to give him. I wasn't too happy or I dislike giving him, but he forces me to give him, that then the person would be blessed in it. It's not possible. Nabi Akram says, Allah's qasam, a person who asks me for something and is asking me, makes me give him, and I dislike giving him, such a person will not be blessed. He won't get barakah in what I give him. Again, this hadith discourages us from being persistent when requesting help or begging from others. When a person is in genuine need, then he should ask for assistance, but at the same time, he should maintain his self-dignity, his respect, and he should not persist in begging. And the person whose assistance is sought, he should not be convenienced in any way. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.